30 minutes. It didn't used to be like this. Yeah. This is crazy. Where do all these people come from? Where are they going? Okay, okay. I'm going. Oh, boy. Home at last.
Would you believe it, George? Our home food dispenser broke, and I had to wait 20 seconds at the checkout counter. Such an efficiency.
Yes, honey.
Rosie, come and get the groceries.
Release, Tom.
Oh, that must be Space Hulk Mike bringing Judy home from school. Thank you, Rosie.
Why, time to go home to Daddy, my little cutie star.
Oh, come on, Space Hulk. One more thing.
Radical. How about one more cosmic barrier breakdance?
Kids today. Jane, hand me my anti-gravity belt. Okay, Judy, get out. Come on, open up this door. Enough of your wild dancing. Let's go, Judy. You can just go right into the house.
Bye, Mr. Jetson.
Are all the boys at your school like that space turkey?
It's Space Hawk, Daddy. And there's no one like him.
I wish there wasn't.
Oh, a new neighborhood.
Just what we need. Do they have to be so close? Will you cut that out?
Hey, man, what's happening?
Stop that awful racket right now!
You mean my drums, man? All I hear is beautiful music.
It's not bad enough that your building came up and spoiled our view. Now we can't even keep our dinner down.
Sorry, Pops. I'm getting ready for a far-out tour. They pay me $4 million per intergalactic gig, man.
Four million? The universe has gone mad.
Here, man, try these. They help dampen the decibels.
Oh, I can't believe it. The Boomer Megaton living right next door.
What? I can't hear you.
You too can be Lord of the Manor on one of our beautiful digiphones. This revolutionary new real estate package can change your life overnight.
Hey, Dad, come and look at this.
Yes, son?
The amazing Digifarm comes complete with a gorgeous spread of land on the idyllic Paradiso planetoid.
Hey, this looks pretty good.
Country living at its best. You also get the complete Digifarm system of effortless farming, including robotic tractors, automated well drillers.
Dad, what if we live in the country like that?
It's tempting, son, but I got my job here. What would I do there?
And best of all, Digifarm does all the work for you. Don't delay. Dial D-I-G-I-F-A-R-M. Uncrowded peace and quiet.
You make a great farmer, Dad.
Yeah, I bet I would. Sheesh, it's worth just getting to work. Ah, at last. Digifarms. That's the life.
Jetson?
Yes, sir.
I need to see you about something.
I'll be right there, Mr. Spacely.
Sit down, Jetson. I have some good news for you. You're going to have more leisure time.
Leisure time, Mr. Spacely?
Business hasn't been so good. Those cheap Martian sprockets have caused a glut in the market. I'm going to have to lay you off for at least 6 months.
6 months?
Enjoy, Jetson.
This is ridiculous. 6 months? What will I do? Oh, no, not again.
Oh, Daddy!
What's the matter, Judy?
I just broke up with Space Hawk Mike. I
gave him back his class anti-gravity t-shirt. I'm never going to speak to that cosmic clod again.
Now what's going on?
What's all the noise?
Look, I can't believe it. First Spacely lays me off, and now this. I can't take it anymore.
Don't worry, George. We'll get along somehow.
Hey, Dad, what about the digivar?
Yeah, that's it. We're going to move to the country and live off the land for a while. D-I-G-I-F-A-R-M.
Digivar for George Jetson.
What's keeping Mom and Sis, Dad?
Probably forgot some little things. Oh, no! We don't have room for all these clothes.
But, dear, what if we entertain?
Entertain who? We're going to our own planet. Who are you going to entertain, a friendly rock?
Are we there yet, Dad?
Not yet, son.
You didn't tell me it was this far.
Let's see what the computer has to say. What?
There's nothing out here. Are we lost, George?
Well, the computer is.
Hey, look, Dad. Here comes somebody. Maybe they can help us out.
Excuse me. Would you folks tell me how I could get to Planetoid Paradiso?
Paradiso? Well, that's easy, folks. It's the very last one out there. Make a left at the next nebula. You can't miss it. Right, Sweetikins?
You tell them, honey.
But why would anybody want to go there?
Never mind. Where are you going?
Oh, we're heading for Earth and the Big City Live. Good luck, y'all.
Are we there yet, Dad?
We're wide open at 5,500. We'll be there soon.
Look out for those meteorites.
Hang on, everybody. We'll ride this out.
There's a planetoid dead ahead.
And we've got a dead engine. And it better be Paradiso, because we're landing whether it is or not.
Oh, dear, we didn't count on being stranded, George. What'll we do?
Now, don't panic. I think the first thing we gotta do is get the modular mansion together so we have some place to stay tonight.
What a lot of neat stuff.
That's the spirit, Elroy. This'll give us a chance to be resourceful.
So, where's the modular mansion?
I'm looking. The crash scattered the boxes all over. Ah, here it is. Push button for modular mansion.
This is not my idea of a luxurious dream house, George. It looks more like a nightmare.
Maybe there's some missing parts, Dad.
I'll check the instructions in the morning.
I always said we were a close family, but this is ridiculous.
Give it a chance. We gotta get the feel of the place.
All I feel is cold, George.
It's cold, George.
Let's see. To activate Digitractor, you just pull a lever on the control box. You got the control box, Dad?
Right. How about that? How do you stop this thing, Elroy?
I think you're supposed to pull the lever back the other way, Dad.
Hey, it's coming back!
Yeah, it's straight at us. Watch out! Wasn't big enough anyway.
What will we do for a house, George?
I'll fix that later, Jane. First, we'll get this machinery set up.
Be careful this time.
Huh? It doesn't work at all.
You're supposed to add the sack of super-generating seed, Dad.
Oh, yeah, okay. Fantastic! Look at our farm grow!
It says here to be sure and set up the Instawell and get the irrigation system going so the seedlings will get water.
Oh, no! What's that black stuff?
I'm afraid it's oil, and it's all over.
it.
So is our Instaform. George, what are we going to do?
Now, don't panic. It's just another chance to be resourceful.
Well, we can't stay here in this mess.
Right. We'll do something we haven't done for a long time. We'll walk. Now, that's more like it. That's gotta be Paradiso.
It's beautiful, but let's stop and rest. My feet can't take all this walking.
Moving sidewalks, flying belts, they've made us all soft.
I know. It's a chance to be resourceful.
But first, can't we just do something restful, like sitting down?
Gee, Dad, I'm awful hungry.
Me too.
I thought you were tired.
I'm never that tired, Daddy. George, why don't we pick some of those?
Elroy, you heard your mother. Up the tree.
But I don't have my flying belt.
Improvise, son. Take Aubrey with you and toss us down some fruit.
Be careful, you two.
Hey, this is fun.
Yeah, this is fun.
Wow, instant fruit.
Okay, that's enough. This is delicious. Asteroid apricots.
Where are we going to stay, Daddy?
I'll think of something.
I guess I better make the best of this stranded business. I know. Let's build a house like our high-rise back home. Be resourceful, George. George, put that leaf on the center of the roof. You've got a hole over our bedroom.
What, you don't like skylights? Elroy, haul up those planks, will you?
I learned this in science class, Dad. All set? Let there be light.
Wow, Elroy, you're a genius.
Ah, 3 months of peace and quiet. This is the life.
Soup's on, folks.
What are we having tonight, Rosie?
Asteroid apricot lasagna, Mr. J.
Rosie, you never cease to amaze me. We've been eating asteroid apricots for 3 months now, and it keeps getting better.
Why, thank you, Mrs. J. Wait till you taste the asteroid apricot cheesecake for dessert.
Asteroid apricots for dessert. Oh, boy. Tomorrow I'm going out and look for a different diet.
I'd like a satellite Sunday about now.
Oh, Paula's walking sure makes me miss flying.
Look, Dad, a new kind of plant.
It looks more like a giant iris. Maybe it has fruit inside. It's dark in here. Help!
Do you still miss flying, Dad?
No, but I wish I'd missed this cluster of asteroid apricots.
Boy, what a day, Mom. Dad almost got eaten up by an irritated iris, but he snapped out of it.
You better rest, George.
As soon as I get my shirt. Is it ready yet?
Just about, Dad. It's a good thing Rosie taught me how to sew. It's so much fun. Here it is.
I think you need another sewing lesson, sweetheart. I feel like I'm inside that iris again.
Eating too many asteroid apricots, Mr. Jetson?
If we don't come up with a site soon for our Mundo Condo Crater Estates project, the Intergalactic Bank will pull the rug right out from under us.
Yeah, and all our investors will bite the dust.
And we'll be out of a job.
I'm looking. We'll find a place. Hey, wait a second. What's this?
What's what?
Say, isn't that Paradiso?
I sold some poor sucker a digifarm on that miserable little rock 6 months ago.
He don't look like no poor sucker to me.
Ah, 6 months, Jane. It's been 6 glorious months.
I know, George. Oh, coming here was the best move we ever made.
I'll bet $1 million that phony Digifarm company doesn't even know how beautiful this place really is.
I hate to think about ever going back.
It really is paradise. Ah, peace at last.
Boys, we've just found what we're looking for.
You know, Jane, maybe I should put in a little 9-hole golf course.
That would be nice, dear.
4,
5.
Who was that?
How you doing today, folks? Mr. Judson, I've got good news and bad news. The good news, you're gonna have some neighbors. The bad news, you're gonna have some neighbors.
I thought this was a private planetoid.
Not anymore, pal.
Well, maybe a few neighbors will be okay. What's going on?
What's happening, George?
You name it, it's happening.
Okay, I think we've got it all laid out now. What about the marina? All set.
The high school, supermarket, playground.
All set. We'll start with the supermarket.
Look, Rosie, a new supermarket.
Now, the marina.
Hey, Dad, did you remember to take your captain's hat?
Next, the high school.
And playground.
Great, Daddy. A high school. Boy!
I guess you better run off and play, Elroy.
See you later, Dad.
Yeah. At least we're having something else besides Astro and Apricot. They were the pits.
Good news, Rosie.
What's that, Dad? We've got all kinds of food for dinner tonight.
How about one more Astro and Apricot? For old time's sake.
That development company wiped out all the trees, George.
That smells great. Terrestrial turkey.
Yippee, our new neighbors.
Light a dark meat, Mr. J.
None for me, thanks.
Oh, George, at least have a drumstick.
Does it come with drums?
It's Boomer! Oh, dear, isn't it a small universe?
Too small. That's the last straw. We're going home. Well, it was great while it lasted.
But it will be greater to be home.
Look at that.
Aren't those the people we passed on our way out?
Howdy, folks. Could you kindly tell us how to get to Mundo Condo Crater Estates?
Well, that's easy. It's where Paradiso used to be. Remember? It's the very last one out there.
Well, I'll be rocket blasted.
So how is the Earth's big city?
You know, it was just too quiet for us. We're going to look for more action. Right, Mother?
You tell them, honey.
Well, you'll find plenty of action there. Good luck.
Home, sweet home.
Will you fly up and open the space shutters, Elroy?
Sure, Dad.
Dad, the hologramophone is ringing.
Hurry, George.
It could be Mr. Spacely calling. Where's my key card?
I thought you had it.
Oh, no. We're locked out.
I bet he can open it. He can open anything.
I'm coming.
Hurry, Daddy. Maybe it's for me.
Are my eyes, like, deceiving me? Is this that awesome space chick, Judy Jetson?
Rude as always. Come on, Space Hawk, give us a hand. And why don't you say hello to my mom?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Jetson. Could I help you with your junk? I mean, your things?
I finally got it, Mr. Spacely. Mr. Jetson, hold for Mr. Spacely.
Yes?
Jetson, where have you been? I've been trying to get a hold of you for months.
You wouldn't believe me if I told you, sir. What's on your mind?
We need you, Jetson. The outfit selling those Martian sprockets went bust, and we're busier than ever. Now get back to work, Jetson.
Oh, well, I don't know. I just got back from my trip, and...
Okay. Double salary. Yeah, I want you to...
I'll be right back, Mr. Spacely.
Yeah!
Who was it, George?
I just got my job back. Big raise!
Congratulations, Dad.
Hey, where's Judy?
Oh, she'll be in a minute.
Space Hawk? I thought she couldn't stand him.
They made a...
Well, I can't stand him. Oops, I forgot Mr. Spacely. Sorry, Mr. Spacely. I had to tell my family the good news.
Okay, Jetson, this is your assignment. You're going to represent Spacely Sprockets at a new development on some space rock called Paradiso Planetoid.